today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a guaranteed empty middle seat is now the temporary rule. If you're flying to Canada, you must wear a mask, and the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. is offering spy classes for kids online. How cool is that?
You bet. And as the travel industry starts to peek its head out of the covers in the tale of COVID-19, there's bound to be some great bargains out there. And in our Smarter Traveler segment coming up at 3:20, we ask, should you take these incredible deals? Well, only if you have to consider all the possible downsides, and Mark's going to tell us more about that.
Last week, we introduced you to a couple of restaurants in our area who have jazzed up their options for right now. Today, we introduce you to Restaurants Care. How can you help your favorite eateries come back? We have details at 3:35.
One of the best parts of travel is the dreaming about your trip. And since we can't go places now, let's talk about where we would go if we could. What is the number one destination on your bucket list?
At 3:35, we'll take your calls, and we have prizes. You tell us where you can't go. You might win a gift card to a restaurant you can't eat in right now.
Prizes to places you can't go, and I'm being very excited about dreaming. That's what I love about this show. Okay, helping you be a smarter traveler, that's what we're about. Welcome to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
All I want, one man and man.
I come from a land of love.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
With the show.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Not So Much Traveling Guys. We're the Travel Guys anyway, travel and entertainment brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano here in Studio R at home. Mark Hoffman's down at the old Sports Leisure Vacations office. We are staying distant. And poor Luis stuck in the studio with, I don't know how many people are at the radio station these days, but enough to concern me. That's why I'm here. You know, Mark and I were talking before we went on the air about our theme song and Willie Nelson's On the Road Again. And that song so much speaks to our condition right now, how that we all wish we could be on the road again. You know, playing music with our friends and so forth. And so, you know, embrace that one, folks, would you? How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing okay. I'm for a not-so-traveling guy. This might be the first time in a long time that I've been home for almost 5 weeks. I mean, you know, now travel is walking around the block past the Round Table Pizza and Baskin Robbins and back in the other gate, you know.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you if you have done the math, because you've been doing this going on 40 years, and you know, you're on the road an awful lot, and have you figured out, is this the longest stint where you have not been on the road? And you know, even back when you had a couple of illnesses and such that
I think
kept
this
you
is,
off the road for a while.
I think this is the longest stretch, and the reason I say that is because I've done everything around the house that I can think of to do. I've cleaned everything, thrown out. I'm sure there are people listening to this who are saying, "Yeah, I've done the same thing." Because if you're a traveler, you always put those things off, because the next destination is always more exciting than what it is that you have to do at home. So now there is no next destination. So all of those things that you put off, or that drawer you didn't clean out, or the closet you didn't straighten up, or the box you didn't go through, why, everybody is doing those things now because everybody has the time. And if you're not doing them now, then I'm going to suggest that you might as well just give the box to Goodwill, because you're probably never going to do it.
By the way, speaking of which, there are some donation places such as the Salvation Army out here in Rancho that, even though the store itself isn't open, in the back, they have the bins out there that say miscellaneous here, clothes there, and one person standing far away. So if you do have, you're in that condition and you want to, you know, clean your garage and so forth, there still are places where you can drive up
And drop the stuff off?
Socially distance and drop the stuff off.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Since this is a travel show, that was a really good thing for you to mention, because I have a couple boxes full of stuff, and I thought the Goodwill place across the street from me was closed. So now maybe I'll just have to check it out on the way home tomorrow.
Check it out. Like I say, the Salvation Army one is. I'm glad that we're going to be talking at 3:20 about booking trips and so forth and taking advantage of some deals. I actually took advantage of a deal and booked a trip for my daughter and son-in-law to Hawaii in September at the grand total of $119 each way.
Wow.
Whether that's ever going to happen or not, we may be just dreaming, which here again, travel is the dreaming and planning is almost as much fun as the travel. Not quite, but almost.
Hey, before we hit the news here, Tom, one thing I want to do, and I want to do this at the top of the program every week until this is all over, because you're from Sacramento by and large. I mean, we both spent most of our lives here. And really a shout out to the frontline people, to all the frontline people. I don't care if from the medical folks, but if you're working as a clerk in a grocery store or you're delivering things to people, if you are doing anything to keep this all together right now and exposing yourself to us so that all the pieces will keep working as well as they can, I just can't say thank you enough to those people. I mean, every single person who I mean, I know it's their job and stuff, but there's some risk involved, and some of those folks have gotten sick. So I am incredibly grateful to all of the folks from the grocery store to the Uber driver to the gas station attendant. If you're an essential person right now and you're out there helping the system work, all I can say is two words. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you. That program last night on NBC, that Lady Gaga
wasn't that awesome?
Prince, but they did, and here again, what did they do? They saluted all of the workers, and I thought they did it in just a fabulous way. And if you missed it, I'm hoping that they'll rerun it.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to see that. What a unique concert that was. What a unique program. And when you got done with that, you could flop over to CNN, and they did an hour special about how the virus was differently hitting the African-American community. Anyways, let's get on to the travel news here, shall we?
Okay, yeah, at the top of every Travel Guy show, even if it's a little bit late, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. Luis plays the Travel Guy's news theme, and Mark does the travel news.
Hey, I want to mention this probably a couple times on the program today. At TravelGuysRadio.com, we are compiling a really cool group of travel videos, virtual videos, drone videos, things like that you can look at. So if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and there's a couple of them there that don't even have anything to do with travel. We found a cool thing that involves a couple of birds that absolutely will make you smile. It will make you laugh. It's under Some Girls Are Hard to Impress. There's all kinds of great stuff there. Hawaii's biggest dairy has been sold and is not in business right now. And so if you go to Hawaii, you know there's a beverage over there called POG, P-O-G, Passion Orange Guava Juice with a whole lot of sugar in it. That's really yummy. And so there's no POG in Hawaii right now. So there's just like we gave you the Double Tree cookie recipe last week. Thank you, Tom, for bringing some by the office. We will give you the POG recipe this week for Hawaii. So not just the travel show here. We have got, boy, you name it. We have got it. So some really cool stuff and some virtual tours. Some of them are of UNESCO sites. So I really think you will enjoy these. Plus, there's a great story there about a Canadian boy. Nurses apparently are having a big problem with the N95 masks, and they wear them for so long that it makes an imprint on their face, and it messes up the backs of their ears and everything. And this kid invented on his 3D printer this little strap thing that would connect the masks and is distributing them to Canadian hospitals up in, I think he's in British Columbia. It's just a great story. So we're trying to make TravelGuysRadio.com a place that you can go. If you can't travel, at least you can smile or maybe find out a couple good pieces of travel information. All right, let's get through the news here. Travel Guys news, the Alaska Airlines on Thursday became the last airline to guarantee you an open middle seat. In fact, Alaska Airlines went a step further. They said if you buy a first-class seat and you're traveling alone, you will have an empty seat next to you. So that's kind of cool. Almost all of the airlines now, because they have nobody on the planes, of course, are guaranteeing that you can get an empty middle seat. So it'll give you a little bit of social distancing on the plane. The National Tour Association, of which Sports Leisure Vacations is a member, has announced that, according to a survey completed on April 3, that NTA tour operators have refunded nearly $1 billion to customers due to cancellations incurred by the virus. The economic impact on these businesses has been quite great. 43% of tour operators and 70% of tour suppliers, that would be hotels, restaurants, etc., say they have been forced to lay off some of their staff. Over 59,000 trips have been canceled, affecting 1.8 million travelers, and that is only for the second quarter. My goodness, that is a lot. That is a lot of canceled travel. I would know about that. We've sent some of those refund checks ourselves. The CEO from Carnival Corporation says they raised a bunch of money last week, and so they now have funding to survive 2020 and beyond. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment, but some of the travel suppliers, you would think, well, Carnival Cruise Lines, they have bought they've bought Princess, they've bought Holland America. They're a huge, huge entity now, but with all the ships not running and money not coming in, they have taken steps to stabilize their financial condition a little bit, and they are saying that they have plenty of money to make it all the way through next year, even if their ships didn't sail. And that kind of, Tom, brings us to an interesting proposition here. We're going to talk a little bit about this in our next segment about making you a smarter traveler. But the question now is, with travel bargains starting to pop up, and there are going to be more of them, should you buy them? Because will the company you're buying it from still be there when it comes time to travel? So we'll talk a little bit more about that at 3:20. TSA agents, this is kind of a cool story. At the Newark airport, they don't have a whole lot to do. Only about 90,000 people went through security yesterday. Just to give you an idea, on a normal Saturday, about 1.9 million people would go through security. So travel is off roughly 97% fewer people are flying on airplanes. So the staff members at TSA at Newark Airport had some time, and of course their area has been really hit by the virus. So they went ahead and they are making get well cards for coronavirus patients. This was an idea that one of their staff had who had the virus and then came back. And so they are making their own homemade get well cards and sending them to COVID-19 patients. So hey, if you haven't got people to inspect, why at least do something with your time. Canada has mandated that all air travelers wear masks now. Probably not a bad idea if you're going out in public just about anywhere. And here's something we mentioned in the headlines. The Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., I think this is just borderline genius. All these kids are out of school, and the Spy Museum in D.C. is a cool place to go visit if you're in Washington, D.C., but now you don't have to be in Washington. They're doing all kinds of classes, Tom, online. So, And some of them are for kids. So if you go to travelguysradio.com, way down the list of all the things from the show today, you'll find the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. Click on that link, and you will find out when your kids can sit in front of their computer and take a class on how to be a spy.
I know I might pretend to be a kid just to go and check it out. I think that's great.
It's geared for kids grades 3 to 6, and they're having them every couple of weeks. They have programs for adults and stuff online too. Really, really, really cool. Okay. Finally, congratulations to my friend Doris Matsui. I saw last week that she got hitched. And
congratulations, Doris. Way to go.
Congratulations. There is a new member of the Roger Sant is the name of the gentleman that that she joined with. It's her new partner. So congratulations to Doris. She's a great lady. Of course, Sacramento has been represented now for almost 4 decades by the Matsui family. So congratulations to Doris. I guess she'll have a new name tag on her door in Washington, D.C. And that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, and we're at TravelGuysRadio.com. There you can find links to lots and lots of stuff that we talk about, including the items that Mark had mentioned a little bit earlier. Coming up, we're going to give away some gift certificates to restaurants that aren't open, as you tell us about where you could go, where you would go if you could go somewhere. So be thinking about calling in and participating and winning. But next up, we're going to talk about these great, incredible deals. And are they all that great? Mark's going to share some information with us about that when we come back here on The Travel Guys. That's it. I've been walking a lot. I probably have done 500 miles. I could use a few more. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, with you, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I tell you, I need the walk, and I was just talking to Luis during the break. If I can survive this and not be a 400-pound alcoholic by the time it's over, I will be a happy man.
Everybody is having the same problem, Tom, because the refrigerator is way too close when you're working at home. And what did I see the other day? Some lady said, you know, I'm really looking forward to after dinner. I'm getting a little tired of Los Living Room. I'm thinking of going to Puerto Bedroom or Puerto Porch or something like that. And of course, everybody is going. That's why I was saying, if you were going to clean that closet out and you're a month into this and you haven't cleaned it out yet, you're never going to clean it out. I mean, that's the deal.
Well, I prepped my side yard to doing a lot of work in the yard as well, but it's not helping as much as the cooking and baking that I'm doing. But I prepared the side yard for my garden, and then I started thinking, well, how am I going to get a tomato plant with social distancing? You know, I mean, I went by Home Depot and there's a line 100 deep, going in one at a time, 6 feet apart. The garden area is blocked off. There's no going in from over there. So I decided, you know what? It's time to grow from seed.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to talk to your wife. I think what you need is a honeydew list.
We were talking about that the other day. I make most of the honeydew lists myself.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've encouraged her to make hers, because both usually ours kind of coincide.
Right.
But yeah, we got lots of honeydews. You know, about the time I get started on one, maybe that will create some energy that will come out of this. And then I can have the excuse that I don't need to do it now, because now I can go play.
I think I need to call Stephanie and help work out your schedule for next week.
All right. Let's see. Where were we?
We're talking about folks, travel packages have already started to spring up with fairly incredible prices on them. And so we want to warn people here and kind of, our show is about educating people, and to take a couple minutes here and educate folks about these packages. We have already lost one online travel agency. Bookit.com is gone. A regional air carrier in Alaska folded, Raven Air, that serves a bunch of the outlying small towns. There are going to be more of those. Many hotels are closed. Don't be too concerned about that, because some hotels have closed temporarily simply because there is no business. And if you're in a small town at a freeway off ramp and there's four hotels, probably only one of them is open, because there probably is only enough business to keep one of them open at this point. I know the Marriott Marquis in New York closed for a while. All the hotels in Laguna Beach in California, except for the Marriott, are closed. So many hotels have closed down. Most of them will open back up, at least temporarily. Many travel companies and some people who would just like to steal your money are starting to come up with packages now that create really wonderful hotel rates and really great airfares. But ask yourself something. First of all, would you fly to New York City right now? Common sense. And I don't care what the airfare was. And then the other thing is, your hotels, all the restaurants are closed. So all you can get is to-go food or probably room service delivered. There's no Broadway shows. The museums are all closed. I mean, so this is kind of the point. If you're going to go someplace and you're going to try to buy a ticket a month and a half from now because you're desperate to find someplace to go, you've got cabin fever, beware, do your homework. Know that where you're going first, that all these places are going to be open, because when you go back to the airline and you say, hey, you know, I didn't really know that everything was still closed. So that's to be careful there. Read the cancellation terms very carefully. Many online travel agencies do not allow you 24 hours to change your tickets or change your mind. So make sure that you read their cancellation terms before you buy something. Always use a credit card. Many companies are very desperate for cash right now. Many of they need to get money in their bank account. If you pay with a credit card and you don't get the product, you can use a credit card chargeback to try to get a refund. Finally, you make a reservation with a company that you've never heard of before. The package seems almost too good to be true. Wait a couple days. Call the hotel where they've made your reservation. Check with the airline. Let's make sure that you actually have a reservation for all the places that they promised you that you have a reservation at. And if you don't, then it's time to get your money back and run as fast as you can for the first exit. There are going to be a lot of packages out there. They're going to start showing up very soon. And the first ones to show up will be the least legitimate. Again, as we always tell you on this program, buy directly from the suppliers if you can. So you find a great package with a hotel and an airfare, go and construct it yourself. See, maybe you can buy it directly for the same price, sometimes even cheaper. The important thing is when you get ready to travel, will those people be open and there? Will your reservation be intact?
Quick question, Mark. In regards to airlines, of course, you can book way out. They're going ahead and booking flights. Will our hotels doing the same thing? If I wanted to travel in September or October, would hotels take my money now?
Yes,
take my reservation?
They absolutely would. Airlines are allowing you more time to change a reservation than they were before. After the break, we're coming back. You'll have a chance to win some restaurant gift certificates right here on the Travel Guys.
Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here at 5 o'clock. Our regularly scheduled time has been 3 for several years, but we decided to take advantage of a 5 o'clock opening so that we wouldn't be superseded by the president, who loves that 3 o'clock hour.
Boy,
he
does.
By the way, Mark, yeah, he does. Did you see the little cartoon clip where it showed the centipede washing his hands? You know, centipedes, they have how many legs and how many hands?
Uh-huh.
And he says, this is going to take a while. Anyway, we're back. And coming up after this particular segment, we're going to be giving away some dinners out to places that are not open. And we want you to be thinking about where you would go if you could go. What is your number one destination on your bucket list? We'll talk more about that after the 45 break. But right now, Mark, we have a special guest on the line. Who do you got?
We do. Last week, Tom, we talked a little bit about restaurants and how they were, everybody knows restaurants are hurting all over the city, all over the state, all over the country. And so today we wanted to tell you a little bit about how you can help your favorite restaurant. Now, remember, just one thing I want to point out to you, your favorite restaurant might not be in Sacramento. You know, it might be someplace that you go to when you go on vacation and you're really kind of hoping at that place that you just absolutely love and it's your favorite place to go to when you go up on the California coast is still there when all of this is over. And Alicia Harshfield is joining us. Alicia is from the California Restaurant Association. Hi, Alicia.
Hi there. How are you?
We're doing terrific. Alicia, we've invited you on the program today because the California tourism folks have made us aware of a thing called Restaurants Care. And I've read about it. You know way more about it than I do. So I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about Restaurants Care.
Thank you for having me on. Restaurants Care is a program of the California Restaurant Association Foundation, our nonprofit, and it is an emergency fund for restaurant workers when they face a crisis. So we've been around for a little over 3 years now and providing hardship grants to restaurant workers, so servers, cooks, dishwashers, when they face a challenge, let's say an illness, an injury, a death in the family. And we've also helped restaurant workers through the five significant natural disasters we've had in our state over the last few years. And so during this COVID-19 crisis, we're also responding by giving grants to workers who are otherwise going to fall through the cracks and the most vulnerable and needing money for groceries and basic living expenses.
So, Alicia, if someone is a restaurant worker who is in need right now, I guess there's two ways to approach this, people who need and people who can help. So people who need, if you're someone who needs right now, how can Restaurants Care help you if you're a restaurant worker?
Well, we have a simple application on our website, which is restaurantscare.org. And it's pretty easy to fill out, and then it will send the application through. And if the individual meets the criteria, we work really hard to get a check in their hands as quickly as possible. We also can refer to other programs and resources if we're unable to assist. And the big need right now for us is certainly funding, because as you can imagine, the number of requests we're receiving is quite significant. And in order to help as many people as possible, donations are critical.
And so for people who would like to help you and help the restaurants, and I think this is really cool. I thought this was something that was brand new, but as you've just informed me here, this isn't something that sprung up because of the virus. You've been helping people for a while here. So you've got to be making your mission. So how is it that people can help you help other people?
Well, thank you for allowing me a chance to speak to that. Yes, we are, we're an established program, and it is our mission to help, as I mentioned, the most vulnerable in our restaurant families. And it's simple to make a donation, a financial contribution to Restaurants Care, either through the website, which is therestaurantscare.org, or a text to give, texting the keyword restaurants to 91999. And then there are restaurants and others in the community who are helping out. And an example of that would be dining out at Mendocino Farms, where if you order online, they have a little button you can click to make a donation. So you can buy your food, tip the restaurant worker, and make a contribution to Restaurants Care. So the grants are covering groceries, rent. I mean, we've heard from many people so far that we've been able to help. Things like I had 61 cents left in my checking account, so now I can buy food, or I have a newborn and I'm going to be able to buy groceries. I'm going to help my mom with groceries and food for her pets, her dogs. So it really is important that we do what we can to help our restaurant family members, because they're, we love to go out to eat, and it's an important part of our California culture and our scene in Sacramento, and it's a nice way to say thank you.
Tom, you have something you'd like to jump in there with?
Yeah. Thank you. You guys are doing a lot of good and have for quite some time. And once again, a link to where you can make a donation is at travelguysradio.com. Like you mentioned, you've been doing this for a number of years. Do you have a dollar amount? Do you have any idea how much help you have given people in the restaurant industry over the years at this point in time?
Well, I'll tell you, we're nearly 800 or so individuals that we've helped over the 3 years that we've had this program in existence. To give you a sort of a comparison, in the first 3 years before COVID, we had given out around 477 grants. And just in this short period of time, in the last few weeks, we are over 315 individuals. So the need is pretty and climbing. I mean, we're preparing to help thousands.
Would it be safe to say, Alicia, that there are more people in need right now than you have dollars to help them with?
That is safe to say, yes.
Okay.
But we have a generous community, and we're hoping by being on shows like yours that we have a chance to continue to bring money in so that we can get it out quickly.
So, folks, this is what this comes down to. We got a lot of people who wait on us for a long time who need some help. And, I mean, their jobs came to an end, like, abruptly, like, really abruptly. In many families, both people worked in a service industry job, and both people have lost their jobs. So you can do a couple of things. When you're getting takeout, we've already talked about leaving a little extra gratuity, making sure that you tip the delivery guy in the restaurant to go window a little bit extra. But here's something that you can really do that will help people, that will help the little guy on the street. You can go to restaurantscare.org. It's listed at travelguysradio.com. If you made a small donation, it would help a small person somewhere. It might put food on a table or pay a rent or cover a light bill or buy gasoline for a car. I mean, that's kind of what it's come down to for a lot of people at this point. So at travelguysradio.com, if you will go there, I'll tell you what, if you go to travelguysradio.com and make a donation to restaurantscare.org, Sports Leisure Vacations will match all the donations that are made up to $1,000 today. So if you'll go and make a donation, we will match it, and that'll give you $2 for every one. Travelguysradio.com, you'll find a Restaurants Care link. Go there and make a donation, and we'll double it. So your money will go twice as far. How's that sound?
That's amazing. I'm so moved by that. Thank you very, very much. You're really going to make a difference.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. The check will be in the mail to us the beginning of the week, and I know our listeners will respond. So get on the computer and help out. Thank you very much, Alicia, and we'll check back in with you in a month or two and see how things are going.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Okay, so that's the you help them part of it. And so after we take a break here, we're going to come back. I have a couple of $50 gift cards from Chili's restaurants. Remember, this is you're telling us about the place that you would love to go, and we're going to give you a gift card for the restaurant you can't eat in. So it works out perfectly. We've got two gift cards.
Let me interrupt, but yeah. By the way, I am familiar with the Chili's, and I know how they operate. Uh-huh. They are doing food to go, so if you don't want to wait till the restaurant opens,
you
could probably use your gift card for a curbside pickup meal.
So how do you win these cards? Well, you call us at 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530, and you get online. And sometime during the segment, we have two cards, randomly, you will hear a winning noise, and that will mean that that's who wins the card. So call us and tell us if you could go there right now, what's the number one place on your bucket list when travel comes back that you're going to go to? We'll take four or five callers. We'll give away a couple of gift cards, 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We'll be right back after the break.
Watching the news the other day, they were showing different cities and so forth. I think it might have been on the show last night, and they showed the Las Vegas Strip like I had never seen it. And it's always stunning to see places that are normally, 24/7 with people everywhere, and it's like one of those bad sci-fi movies where there's an apocalypse and. You know, sometimes I think the only thing we're missing is the zombies.
You're losing your mind. You're such a nice man, but you've been at home too long and you're losing your mind.
Well, a little of both.
I have to have the wife come over and pick you up. That's right. You're not at the radio station. You're already at the house. Stephanie, come upstairs, would you please? Never mind. I'm just, So we have two $50 gift cards, and you don't have to do anything to win these. You just have to be lucky. You have to be on the phone when the buzzer goes off, and that's how you win. So what we've done is lined up some folks online who are going to tell us if they could go right now, what the number one destination is on their bucket list. We'll give you a minute or so to tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll move on. And if you hear the prize sound while you're on the line, then you'll know that you're a winner. And if not, you'll have to wait till next time. How's that sound, Thomas?
Sounds great. Oh, by the way, Mark and I FaceTime each other during the program so that we can see each other. But you need to mute your mic.
Well, I can't. I'm trying to do it, but I can't figure out how to do it. I keep hitting mute, and it's not muting.
Okay.
So
I think we're good. I'll just throw my phone in the other room.
Okay, we're just going to lose Facebook for FaceTime for now.
All right. Let's see. Luis is going to officially introduce our are, I guess, are they be contestants?
Yes. And folks, just to remind folks, we're social distancing, and because we're trying to stay at home and stuff, Tom is in his studio in his home. I am in my studio in my office, and Luis is in the iHeart Media Studios over by Cal Expo. So, Luis, if you would tell us who's on the line, why we'll start hearing some bucket list trips here.
Okay, your first caller is Kim from Rancho Cordova.
Hey, Kim, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
So, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, sure. That's okay. Just kiss up to Tom, Kim. It's all right.
Hi, Mark.
Mark is a Rancho Cordovian as well, Kim.
I know.
So, Kim, what's number one on your bucket list?
Well, the number one on my bucket list for this year was supposed to be Gander, Newfoundland.
Gander.
Vacations.
It
got canceled. I'm a musical fanatic, and I loved the show Come From Away. That was a musical. I walked out of the theater, and I just had the biggest smile on my face. It was such a feel-good show, and ever since I saw that, I'm like, I want to go to Gander someday. I want to see this town and the amazing people and what they did for 9/11. So I'm sad that I won't be going in June, but hoping that hopefully next year, we'll be going.
Well, and that's you bring up an interesting thing, Kim, and that is what the travel industry is trying to promote right now to folks is don't cancel your trip, just postpone your trip.
Right.
So, you know,
we did. We didn't cancel. We just we said, we'll go with you next year.
We'll hope to go next year. And, you know, the sad thing is that Come From Away, the show Come From Away is supposed to be in Sacramento in just a few weeks.
I know. And I have season tickets and I'm anticipating that it's going to be canceled.
Yeah, they haven't pulled the plug yet, but.
But they will.
They probably will.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll do what a lot of people are starting to look at, and that is trying to figure out a way to put it online. Maybe they'll still continue to put the show on, and then you can watch it on a streaming thing from California Musical Theater or something like that. Just like musical churches have found a way to keep people connected by providing a stream of their music worship programs with the people socially distanced on stage. So, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see even New York and Broadway find a way to bring some of those shows to people to maintain and keep that interest. Great call.
They're going to have to do something. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Kim. Be well. Who's next, Luis?
Next up is Leo from Elk Grove.
Hey, Leo. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hey, Tom and Mark.
So what's number one on your list when you can get out and get any more than 3 miles from your house?
Roots Chris Steakhouse in Sacramento.
Really?
Right.
What Ruth Chris is one of my favorite destinations. Fortunately, I have an American Express card, which piles up a lot of charges being in the travel industry. So that's how I get to Ruth Chris is I don't. Quick secret, I don't pay at Ruth Chris. I take the gift cards.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
So Ruth Chris, do you go to Ruth Chris when you're in other cities or just Sacramento?
Just Sacramento. My wife and I made it a yearly anniversary date. We actually had one in May because we go on our vacation third week of May. And guess what? We're not going.
Bummer.
You don't know whether Ruth is doing I know it's not far from the same.
Yeah.
But curbside pickup.
I don't know if they are. They seem like the least likely restaurant to do that because, you know, theirs is all about presentation and the sizzling plate and all of that stuff. And I don't know that a plate is going to sizzle in your automobile. But
I heard something on the news that Ruth Chris applied for the.
Restaurant. Some people are not very happy. They got in. Apparently, some restaurant chains somehow got to the front of the line here with all of the small business loans. So that,
a lot.
Yes, Tom, there are some people who are not all that happy that some people seem to have magically gotten to the front of the line. Ruth Chris Steakhouse, thanks for the call.
Take care, guys.
Okay, thanks, all right. Leo. Luis, who's next for us?
Okay, next up is Sally from Camino.
Hey, Sally, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hello. From the beautiful Apple Hill area.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I love your enthusiasm. That's great.
Well, I'm a little, you're homebound, so stir crazy.
Everybody's getting a little rummy, that's for sure.
Everybody's getting a little giddy, yes.
Yes.
So what's number one on your places to visit when you can escape from Apple Hill?
Absolutely. Well, my city by the bay, San Francisco, born and raised. And there's a fabulous pizzeria on 2nd Avenue and Clement. It's Giorgio's Pizzeria, the most wonderful, authentic New York-style pizza plus Italian restaurant. And it's got those booths with the vines coming down and the lattice fencing in between. It's just so, well, who knows when we go back, it'll be 6 feet between everybody. But I'll tell you, the best, it's my go-to place going to San Francisco.
Oh. Oh, well, there you go. There you go. You have won a $50 Chili's card. It ain't San Francisco, kid. But it'll get you off Apple Hill. And like Tom suggested, you can get actually to-go stuff from Chili's, so you don't have to wait.
Yes. I have 13 grandkids, and that's our go-to place when they were open. So I'm just going to wait, and when it opens up, we'll bring all the 13 grandkids and my daughters and sons-in-law. So
There you go. And you can tell them all, you know, Grandma won this by listening to a radio show on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, hold on. Yes. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Luis, can we get time for one more?
Yes. You got Pete from Rancho Cordova.
Pete from Rancho Cordova. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi there,
Pete.
Love
what's
your show.
Thank you very much. Tell us what's your number one place that you're going to visit as soon as you can.
Well, it's having to do with immediate situation because we're supposed to be on the Mendocino Coast this week.
Oh, wow. So
we were invited to go with friends to celebrate their anniversary, and so we were going to be at a favorite place that we all like, the Albion River Inn, which is just south of Mendocino.
I know that place. And what's your favorite?
Absolutely love the restaurant.
The restaurant at the hotel. Give us another favorite place or two up in the Mendocino area. Is the Wharf restaurant still open up there?
No, they're all closed, and that's obviously why we're not going. But
right.
The other place just down the road is the Brewery Gulch Inn. And actually, my wife and I were going to go there for a couple nights before joining our friends. And, of course, we can't do either one.
No, you cannot. You cannot. But you can, however. By that sound, you will be able to go to Chili's and have a lovely gourmet dinner. and with a view of the water, if you pick one that's next to a creek or pile overlooks a river or something like that. It ain't Mendocino, but it'll get you lunch or dinner. Thanks for calling and sharing. Sorry you couldn't get to Mendocino this weekend, but at least we'll get you as far as Chili's when we can. Hang on. Yeah, hang on the line. Luis will get your information. And so, Thomas, I think we need to take just a little break here. Luis, we got a little break coming up?
Yep.
All right, let's take that. We'll be back to wrap up the Travel Guys.
737 coming out of the sky.
Hello?
Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
All right, 'tis the end of the Travel Guys show here. Thomas, thank you for your help today.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you. We had a lot of fun. Everybody, you stay well. Next week, Chris Elliott joins us all the way from France. Talk about what's been going on. He went to France.
They have got an adventure. They've been in Spain and France. Supposed to go to Italy. Stuck. Chris Elliott joins us next week. Thanks for listening to the Travel Guys. TravelGuysRadio.com.